Lowe'sPizza.com today.
If you live in the Midwest, you were probably blown all over the place, or maybe you lost a roof. I hope not. Almost 300,000 and counting have lost power so far. 12 Twisters reported. Could be more. Who knows? I haven't checked YouTube in the last hour. 500 flights kaput, canceled at Chicago's O'Hare Airport. Of course, how could they go up in that wind and risk a wind shear or something else? Boy, in Indiana, I saw some pictures of a house near Muncie, Indiana. It didn't look like a house anymore. It looked like books that were standing on top of trees. The strangest stuff. In Buffalo, they were slammed. In Pittsburgh, in Charleston, West Virginia, in Knoxville, Tennessee, Birmingham, Alabama, even hitting the South. And then Philadelphia, New York, Baltimore, Washington, severe thunderstorms and crazy, crazy, crazy weather. It just depends on where you were, how powerful the gusts were. Imagine facing 70 to 80 mile an hour winds. I can't imagine it. It seems to me when I'm in 35 mile an hour winds, I can barely stand it. And this is where you're talking about hanging on just to try to get up or down steps. So some pretty dicey stuff. If you've got stories, please share them with us. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, and that's where we're at across this great country. Here's the number. If you're an eyewitness to a twister or anything crazy, please call. We want to hear about it. 800-259-5791. And there was no rhyme or reason. I mean, that's Mother Nature, of course. So if you were in Indiana, maybe you were one of the 60,000 that lost power. If you were in Cincinnati and Ohio, maybe you're one of the 60,000 there in Kentucky. I know we have listeners in northern Kentucky. They had power outages as well. In Michigan, they did. And the best part of all of this is nobody, so far as we know, has been killed as a result of this crazy, crazy weather. And it's just people who saw twisters running from them. I mean, literally just running from them. And I can't imagine what it would be like. Somebody described sitting in a room adjacent to their living room and watching as the roof was sucked up, and nothing happened to them. But that would have to be the most scary moment ever of somebody's life. You're just looking from your chair across at another room and watching as the roof literally is blown off of your house. Now, I mentioned Chicago, and Chicago isn't the only place as far as the airport was concerned. Indianapolis International Airport had flight delays. High winds closed two of three runways at the Minneapolis-St. Paul Airport, too. And Minneapolis was pretty bad. They were talking the gusts were almost hurricane force easily at some points. And then it's that whole weird thing with the barometric pressure that's very similar to a Category 3 hurricane, but not quite the destructive power of it. So you had Minnesota and Wisconsin that set record lows for barometric pressure. And the scientists were actually talking about the storm having the force of a blizzard. But check this out. Minus the snow. In Oklahoma, they were talking about temperatures in the 50s and sometimes in the 40s in some places. Man, I missed all of this because I have skirted just the tail end of it. A little bit of wind, but nothing like what some of you have experienced in the giant wind machine that's heading to the Northeast and just came from the Midwest and even scraped around parts of the South, because I mentioned Birmingham, Alabama, as a place that got slammed as well. All right, coming up in this hour of America Tonight, we're going to check the mailbag. You know, I'm always inviting all of you to send me your thoughts at americatonight.net. We'll do that. Also, we're going to get you up to date on what's happening politically in some of the latest polls, because every day now, politicians are hanging on by a thread in some cases, or hoping that they're going to get even more of a lead against the challenger. Perhaps they're in one of those situations where they actually are the incumbent who is going to survive and hang on to their job. There are a lot of predictions out there, and I am in the prediction business, baby. Here's the thing. One-third of Americans have no clue who they're voting for. One-third. That's a pretty big number, I'd say. So that means there's time to persuade voters in one direction or another. Massive television commercials, massive billboards, everybody being bombarded by politics. And in the middle of this, you have Carly Fiorina, who had to go to the hospital for an infection because she's in a tight race with Barbara Boxer, the incumbent for that California Senate seat, and doesn't want to lose a moment of time. You know, it's one of those situations where you are just burning up, I mean, burning up your heels, knocking on doors, or your Johnston Murphy shoes if you're a guy, just going from place to place. And what it was, she had an infection related to a post-cancer surgery. But that kind of threw a little element of uncertainty into what's happening as she goes against Barbara Boxer. Because then, you know, some people might say, oh, no, what does that mean? Well, it's simply this. She had reconstructive surgery following breast cancer. So it impacted her one-day schedule, but they said she's going to be back on the campaign trail, and her campaign people didn't want to say too much about it, except for people know this, I think, that she's cancer-free, she had treatment last year, and it's kind of a fairly common side effect when you have that kind of surgery. It's an antibiotic thing. But does this affect her in the polls? Does the hospitalization, let's be honest, make her seem weak in any way? Well, that the people around her certainly were trying to portray it that that's not the case. And then if you're Barbara Boxer, do you go for the kill? And the answer is no. I think that you have to try to, I think you just do what you're doing. I bet the people around her were trying to make that happen. They're not trying to crucify her if she's going into the hospital for something. All right, and it's really nasty out there, isn't it? Joy Behar, she's one of the broads on The View, was reacting to Sharon Angle. Listen to what she had to say.
Let me tell you how stupid she is. 25% of the voters in Nevada are Hispanic. 80% of them are Mexican. This is a moron on top of being evil. I mean, it's not strategically, you're right, not the way to go. Harry Reid, on the other hand, is in trouble in Nevada because people are knee-jerking, get the incumbent out.
Hallelujah.
I'd like to see her do this ad in the South Bronx. Come here, bitch. Come to New York and do it.
We're praying for you.
Even Joy is praying for you.
I'm not praying for her.
I'm praying for everybody. No, I'm praying for her.
All right, so Sharon Angle, by the way, has a 4-point lead over the incumbent Harry Reid, the senator, the longtime senator for 28 years of Nevada. She, of course, is the grassroots Tea Party favorite who is trying to win his seat and right now has a little bit of the edge. Her comments, Behar's comments, by the way, came during a discussion of an ad that Engel released earlier this month about Latinos. We're going to tell you about it next on ATN.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just 3 capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Okay, so you just heard the reaction to one of the Sharon Engel ads. What they were talking about, everybody's dissecting the ads that are out there, the campaign ads. And what they were talking about is the ad that was released focused on immigration, and it contrasted basically smiling, happy white kids with scowling Latinos. And it was called the most overtly racist ad of the entire campaign by a few people, including the left of left, Rachel Maddow, on Meet the Press. She was part of the panel a lot on Sunday. They have a plethora of people, some conservatives and some liberals, depending on what week it is. And, you know, that's the campaign. That's what it was really, and I'm sure she didn't call for it. I'm just doubting that she called for it. But whoever's around her, see, that's the thing. Whenever you have someone in place, whether it's the campaign manager or the person who does the publicity, maybe they break it down different ways. It's not that you couldn't have necessarily had the kids, but the contrasting of it, you're just going to get beat up for that. Of course, in Nevada, there is a huge problem with illegal immigration, and she's 4 points ahead of Harry Reid, who's been there forever and a day. So is this ad going to bring her down? The answer is no. It's not going to bring her down at all, in fact. It's just the difference between what her people decided to use to show, okay, to exploit it, you know, to say, hey, this is what the deal is. This is what's happening here. However, it's not affecting, I don't think it affects her one way or the other. I don't think that there's enough, at least for the people who are definitely, whether everybody else outside of Nevada thinks that Sharon Engel is fabulous or she's Looney Tunes, or she's just an idiot that got lucky, or she's brilliant and she's playing it off that way whatever words of praise or attack, however they want to describe Sharon Angle, it doesn't matter. It only matters about what's happening in Nevada. Where it will matter, though, is once she is elected, if she's elected, or Harry Reid is elected again, because then that's, of course, with Harry Reid's position, that would change, obviously, in the Senate. So you look at the immigration problem, and here's the problem. Nobody wants to deal with it. That's what the problem is. And instead, it just gets shelved, 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 shelved. And when you live in a place where you're affected by it, when you're affected by it in your schools, in the hospitals, you know, wherever, then you can't bury your head in the sand and say, this is outrageous and I can't believe this. It's always so easy to say that when it's not happening to you. This is what everybody says. It's like with crime, pick anything. It's like with unemployment. It's like with illness. It's different when it happens to you. Then that light bulb moment goes off. Oh, okay, I get it. I understand why there's so much outrage over this. And I can remember being in Vegas and seeing the people protesting. Boy, the protests on both sides of it were huge. This was like in 2006, I want to say, when Bush was talking about amnesty and they were talking about immigration and there were protests all over the place. And I was in the middle of that in Vegas. I happened to be there and I realized, wow, this is really a split deal. And there's no question. There was a lot of, I'll call pro and anti people. So that's why that was brought up in the campaign ad, because he's the senator and what has he done? And that's what they were trying to illustrate. Although I will give it to you, that was pretty poorly done. So let's move to Brian in Missouri. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Kay. You had been asking for reports of storm damage.
Yes.
Over in my part of the state, we didn't really get much as far as damage-wise. I do know a neighboring state of mine, in a portion of it, they had a tornado warning out for early parts of yesterday morning. But compared to a storm we had gotten probably about back in June, that one last night didn't really do nothing over here. The one back in June did more damage.
Really?
Because the one back in June, we had this one sign right outside of town from where I live at. And it has four telephone poles that was holding up the billboard. All four telephone poles snapped at the ground back in June.
Wow, you're kidding.
And people was actually seeing with the way everything was tore up, they could have swore a tornado went through there, but they said no, it was just how high the winds got that did it. But compared to that storm, this one was a breeze.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, good for you. That's good that you didn't have to go through what I was describing that some people went through, where they were watching as a roof peeled off in the other room. That's just crazy. And there's not much you can do. You just take cover and hope for the best.
And I had to slow down a couple of times on my way home, which is when I listened to you from work, and because the rain was so heavy, I couldn't hardly see the road. But
right.
Other than that, I didn't really have any problem last night.
Well, the heavy rain, though, is a big deal. You know that. I hate that, too. I hate that. You're smart to either slow down or pull over. Sometimes they say sometimes they say it's worse to pull over depending on where you are. Although some people, if they have an overpass, they'll get under that. That driving rain can be scary stuff, too. You be careful out there. Thanks for the report.
You're welcome, Kate. Have a good night.
You too. All right, so Brian says it's all clear there in his part of Missouri. A little heavy driving rain the other night, but not any of those crazy winds that they saw in Minneapolis or in Chicago and some of the other spots that I mentioned. If you do have weather, let me know what it's like. 800-259-5791. Boy, I hate that driving rain. I don't know how sometimes I feel like, not hydroplaning, but I feel like I almost am closing my eyes and hoping that there's nothing in front of me. Tomas in Michigan, he can see clearly, I'm sure. Hello, Tomas.
Yeah, we had a couple tornadoes up here, but you know, as I was crossing the street, there was one coming down the road there, but it didn't have the walk sign. I did. And so I crossed, you know.
Good for you.
And I'm not worried about a tornado. I mean, that'd be a way to go. He was killed by a tornado. You know, that's the way. That's pretty cool. You know, I mean, you got to go somehow. So I wouldn't mind getting killed by a tornado.
Well, versus but, some of the other things that could happen, I might not. I might agree with you.
You know, the court in Mississippi ruled that they can have an initiative on the ballot stating that a fetus is a person.
I saw that.
And that's important, you know. That's one that definitely will go all the way up to the Supreme Court.
You're right.
It's going crazy trying to stop it, apparently. But hopefully, it'll get on the, you know, on the initiative and you know, try and protect some lives there. I was listening to some other, you know, talk show, just to remind myself how good you are.
Yeah.
and so there was this right-wing lawyer up there, and he was all pissed off because the ballots are not getting out to the troops. You know, mm-hmm. The troops are fighting, and they can't vote.
I know.
He's saying, you know, we're going to have to do this, and we're going to have to do that. But, again, in America, it seems every time the big people, you know, do something, they never go to jail. I mean, somebody should be going to jail. Somebody should be putting somebody in jail. If you do not put somebody in jail, you are not going to stop it. If you rely on passing another law, all right, to try and stop this criminal conduct of not letting our troops vote, so what? If the law that's in there now is being broken and no one's going to jail, who's going to be afraid of breaking the next law?
Yeah, I agree with you. They had that problem in Illinois and in New York, and they're saying, oh, well, no, now what can happen is they can go online and vote. Right. Thousands of people that are serving, crawling across the desert, avoiding sniper fire, going back to the base in some cases, or living in the base under those conditions in the desert. Good luck trying to get on the internet and have everyone have a chance to vote.
Yeah, you know, somebody needed to, when they asked for an extension of time, they should have said, yeah, you can have an extension.
I agree. It's ridiculous that happened. They knew when they had to be mailed out, Tomas. So who were they hiring to do this work? Somebody should have made sure that they got to where they were supposed to get. It's too important. And these are people that are over there serving the country, and they don't have a say. Oh, we hope you can get in line and vote on the internet. Don't worry. We'll make your vote count. Come on. Give me a break. We're going to check the mail next on ATN.
Soon we'll be shutting our doors and windows, shutting out fresh air for months. Did you know you're also keeping in allergens, bacteria, and germs that cause colds and flu? What if there was a low-cost way of blanketing your home with clean air? There is. Introducing the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier. It utilizes new patent-pending nanotechnology, producing a blanket of oxidizers that cleans the air and sanitizes the surfaces. Imagine not spreading the cold or flu bug to everyone around you. AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier are made in the USA, come with a 3-year warranty, have no filters to replace, no grids to clean, and require no maintenance for 3 years. Try the AeroAsis 3000 Air Purifier risk-free for 30 days. GCN listeners, get $100 off when you order at breathebetterair.com or call 806-477-0322. That's 806-477-0322. And get the best air purifier for the best price at breathebetterair.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio.
You guys are awesome.
I love this station. I really do.
GCN.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
So much during this show. I'm always telling you, if you can't get through in the phone lines, or you don't feel like jumping on the phone, or you just want to throw in your two cents, you want to jump on in a different way and go to americatonight.net, boy, you always answer that call. I think I've said this before, but I have to like plug up the dam because there's so much email. You know when you check your email system and you have to be able to delete it so that you don't have it at the maximum level. I'm always right about 70 on the verge of, you need to get rid of some of your email. So that means you're all interactive and trying to keep up with whatever it is that's happening, the water cooler buzz that's happening across the nation. And boy, there's a ton of it. And we're going to jump to some of those emails right now.
You have mail, mistress.
Thank you very much. Okay, here's one from Anita, listening in Missouri. She said, Kate, did you hear that deal about the hiccup girl and this crazy trial? What's the deal there? They're saying it might be the Tourette's defense. What does that mean? Okay, there was this woman who had unstoppable hiccups. She made the rounds on some of the morning shows a couple of years ago, and now she's accused of murder. Boy, you go from everybody feeling sorry for you, making big headlines because the hiccups won't go away, and suddenly now you're accused of murder. It's a very odd story because she's so young. She's 19 years old, and her name is Jennifer Mee. She was charged over the weekend with first-degree murder after the cops in St. Petersburg, Florida, said she actually lured a 22-year-old man to a meeting where he was robbed and shot. They were you know, they don't believe she fired the gun, but she was part of it. So what is the defense in her case? The defense is Tourette's syndrome, because what her attorney is saying, that this is a neurological disorder that can cause involuntary movements and speech problems. Hiccups are a symptom of Tourette's, and this is the direction they're going on. Now, people who know this 19-year-old me, who's never been arrested before, apparently she's just distraught. She's being held without bond. She's in a confinement wing in a county jail because she's a high-profile inmate. And her attorney is the guy who is used to the media spotlight. That's why he's in this position, because he knows. He represents the father of John Grazino, the Iraq war veteran who suffered that brain damage while riding in a car with Hulk Hogan's son, Nick. And he's had a couple of other high-profile cases, too. So what he's saying is, what her attorney is saying, is that police had records of about a dozen contacts with her over the past year at a series of different addresses, many where her boyfriend apparently roughed her up. She didn't live on the street, but she was transient, and she lived in different motels and apartments and all that sort of stuff. And so he's saying this is all part of her problem, part of the whole Tourette's deal. So she had big headlines back in 2007. Now she's getting those headlines again, and the defense is an interesting one. Let's see if he's able to prove that and where that goes, because, hey, there's a dead guy in the middle of this, and the Tourette's syndrome defense might be a tough one to pursue. Here's another one from Alan, who says, yo, what's up with the no citizenship deal in Arizona? Can you explain? All right, so here I'll explain. A federal appeals court said no. They struck down really the key part, or the heart of that law, that would have required evidence of citizenship before registering to vote or casting a ballot. Now, that's not necessary. See all those signs? Vote aquí. Vote here. So by doing that, this panel of judges, it was the Ninth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, said that, you know, the law requiring voters to prove that citizenship while registering doesn't jive with the National Voter Registration Act. Here's what the problem is. The federal law allows voters to fill out mail-in voter registration cards and swear they are citizens under penalty of perjury, but it actually doesn't show them to show proof, as the Arizona law does. So the ruling left in place a requirement that voters provide proof of identity when casting ballots. So you have got lawyers for several civil rights groups that sued, who are arguing that lots of Arizonans have their federal registration forms rejected because they didn't provide other documents required by the state, and that it violates the federal law. So what's the law in question, just so you know, because you'll probably hear it in the next couple days? Proposition 200, it was passed by the voters in 2004, and it required proof of citizenship during voter registration and of identity at the polls while also receiving certain state benefits. So it had been upheld by state and federal courts until the Tuesday decision. And there are at least some people who are happy about it. What one lawyer is saying, he's the director for the Lawyers Committee for Civil Rights under law, says it's going to enable the many poor people in Arizona who don't have a driver's license and birth certificate to register to vote. Give me a break. It's going to allow people who are not in the country illegally to find a loophole to go ahead and vote. That's what's going to happen. And that's why in Arizona they were really pushing for that, because they did have a lot of problems with it. Let's face it, if you have almost 500,000 people that are in Phoenix or Scottsdale, the outskirts of it, whatever, who are there illegally, well, you tell me the numbers. And then across the state, Tucson and some other places, add it all up. And that's why that law was put on the books in the first place. Crazy. Okay, let's hit up some other mail. This one really stunned me, and I'm going to read it to you because it just sort of shows your roadmap of my life. This is from Mark Smith. Hello, Mark Smith. He's probably surprised I'm reading this on the air. He says, "Dear Sports Princess, loved you at 1310 The Ticket in Dallas, late nights on KRLD 1080, and back in the day in Vegas, because I used to live there. I am an investigator by trade. I was searching for a Kate Delaney, knew it wasn't you, and found she is owed $254 from CBS TV in Vegas. That money has to be yours. Go to the State of Nevada Treasury website and claim it all." I'm thinking, I don't know that I'm owed money, but maybe I'll go and check that website. Thanks, Mark. It was pretty funny. It was, it's interesting that you followed me in all those different places, mostly Dallas and then Vegas before that. So he must have had that, he had that connection to Vegas and watched. It was interesting making the leap from Vegas to Dallas, let me tell you. Vegas was an interesting place to be. It is the land of nobody is who they say they are. But I made some really good friends there that to this day I'm still friendly with them, and I met some interesting cats, to say the least. So I'll check the website and see if that's true. This from Dennis McMahon. The Russians are firing up a nuclear power plant in Iran. Karzai takes money from the Iranians. Time to get out of the twilight zone of Afghanistan. Have a great day. Absolutely. We talked about the bag of money that Karzai was so indignant about, trying to say, well, listen, we take money from other people. The Americans are our friends, really. And so are a lot of other people. And in Iran, they're our friends. Well, what are they getting in exchange for the money? There's your answer. I mean, it's ridiculous. We're taking money from the Iranians, yet from Ahmadinejad, who does nothing but slam the United States, and who knows, the nuclear capability is so close, tick, 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 day by day. I think Dennis is right. He nailed it. The man a few words sometimes. He's great at turning phrases. Our friend in Vermont, our lawyer in Vermont, and he's right. Time to get out of the twilight zone in Afghanistan. What are we doing? What are we doing? Karzai, who goes crazy on us and then acts so indignant about this whole money thing. I'm sorry. You have to. What is this thing exchanged for? What are they getting the money for? And like I said, I think we've answered that. All right, let's go to Jim in Kansas City. Hey, Jim, how are you?
Well, hello. That was fun. How are you doing?
Good. You're having some bad weather there?
No, actually, it's pretty nice here tonight. I'm on my way to Phoenix. I'm just getting ready to split off the 435 onto the 70 to the yard and throw some fuel on and keep on trucking. That's the kind of thing I do.
Cool.
But, yeah, anyway, I don't know what you're topping. Well, I caught what the end was. I called a while back. I was in Iraq for 3 years trucking and running convoys and everything. And, yeah, this boy's just selling us out. He's just about money. That's all he is. And like most people, our politicians, same thing, selling us out.
Yeah, it's all about following the money. I say that all the time. And what did you, and you found that out firsthand, right, when you were part of the convoys there?
Oh, yeah. Well, here's the thing. I've ran all over the U.S. I mean, I climbed in this truck. I got back in November. I climbed in this truck January 23rd. I haven't been back to Reno. I'm out of Nevada myself. And, I've been listening to these since the election's coming up in North Carolina, nine precincts, the machines aren't working.
Yep.
I guess old Harry's got ballots at the city of Nevada. We've always been on top of everything on our technology, and we were the first ones with touch screens where everybody had problems. And now that people are punching in these ballots and their choices, and what we're getting is Harry's response.
I know, I heard that very same thing. Hey, you're a good caller. Find us again. We're going to talk about some of what you were just mentioning next.
9 years, thousands of climbing results, and here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great and will help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
Jim in Kansas, who's trucking it, was talking about what's happening, and I mentioned this before. Now there's, of course, claims of voter fraud in a few different places, and one of them is in Nevada, and it's there was one woman who went in to vote, and Harry Reid's name was already checked. So... and they double-checked it, and sure enough, in Clark County, the electronic voting machines going to vote. She wanted to vote for Sharon Engel, but that name was already there. She wasn't the only one. Her husband, there was a woman and her husband, Joyce Ferreira is her name, by the way, and her husband had the same experience, and a bunch of other voters at the same time had the same thing happen. So something obviously wasn't right. The Clark County Registrar of Voters, Larry Lomax, said there wasn't any voter fraud, but said that issues do come up because touch screens are sensitive. So they might want to have their fingers linger a little bit. They might not want to have them linger on the screen too long after they make a selection. That's what he's saying. He's saying, well, that's probably what it is. And it's, you know, voters can go back on the screen review and then they can double check their ballots and on paper even before it's cast if they want to do that. But it does make one nervous when that happens, because you're thinking, oh, here we go. Look, what the deck is stacked, and they can explain it away. And then there was somebody in North Carolina who wanted to vote Republican, just straight across. A lot of people do that. I'm not even going to go through it. This is the way I think. This is what I want. I'm voting across the board. That's it. It just reminds me of horse racing. Across the board, that's a term in horse racing. You know, win, place, or show. You take whatever horse across the board. So across the board in North Carolina, in New Bern, there was a man that went to vote, and he could not get off of that. So he had to wave the people over to get them to look at it to see what happened. And they said that the machine has to be calibrated every morning, and that there's probably something with that. There's always an explanation. All right, let's go to Mark in New York. Hello, Mark.
Yeah, I was. I wanted to actually call you and talk about a book by Whitaker Chambers that's out at his turn away from communism. But I'll leave that for another time. But it's sort of his turn from Marxist-Leninism, the worldview. But it jives with what we talk about here on every night, and this is what disgusts me. And I'll try to tighten this up, this phone call.
What's the name of his book, though?
It's a book called Whitaker Chambers, The Spirit of a Counter-Revolutionary by Richard Reinich II.
Okay.
There were topics that I wanted to talk about but the guiding philosophy behind the Marxist-Leninists, of which our president is one. Now, I know that's a strong statement, but you have to believe Hillary Clinton, Nancy Pelosi, Obama, and a lot of the underlings, people that follow them, their staffers, believe this. I'm telling you, I don't have enough time in the day. We can talk all night. But when you saw the president on his Univision Spanish language interview called the opposition the enemies, that's a key word, America. We are his enemies. This president, I have never heard, whether it was George Bush, Jimmy Carter, Reagan, anyone call the opposite side, at least in public, on an interview, their enemies. And he wants those Hispanic votes no matter what. And this leads me, when I talk about Marxist-Leninism, they're going to do everything they can to hold on to their power. As P.J. O'Rourke wrote a column in the Post today about Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats, they're so afraid of giving up that power, having their power lost come Tuesday. They're going to do anything they can to hold on to it, including the voter irregularities. Now, your last caller was right, and bang some gears for all of us here in that big truck, their driver. And Tomas was right. The New York Post wrote a column. Someone, I can't think of his name. They had a column a couple of months back. I live in the state of New York in the county of Westchester, New York City, all the five borough counties, and I think upstate near Albany. We are in violation of the Voting Rights Act. Those troops should get those ballots, Kate.
Yeah, I know.
Hamas is right. He must have, maybe he never even read the New York Post column, and forgive me for not giving the writer's name, but he said the same thing at the end of the column. Our elected representatives should be locked up for what they're doing to our troops. It reminds me of that call that you had, that guy with the war wound, the shrapnel wound from Tennessee.
Yes.
Screaming about me and being behind, not being behind our commander-in-chief. Good. But the commander-in-chief and the Democratic Party, this has been going on for years, does not want the military ballots to come in on time because they know it will skew the election. And whatever way it goes, they deserve, they're dying for us for no reason in Afghanistan. Then they should have their ballots counted. And it's unconscionable that these states and these localities,
I agree,
have to stand behind the troops and claim they're Americans, put their hands on their hearts, but they do everything they can not to get them the ballots. It's a freaking, it's a disaster, and it's unconscionable, and we don't hold their feet to the fire. And it doesn't surprise me that in South Carolina, North Carolina, Nevada, that these voting irregularities are happening. I called you last month. I wasn't able to get the interviewer who wrote the column for Reason magazine, or the fellow in Ohio who died, who was supposed to testify against Karl Rove, and they said they were going to try to steal the election in Ohio. But you see, the Democrats were all up in arms about voting irregularities when they thought it was Republicans do it. But they've learned, because they're duplicitous bastards. They're doing the same thing in these states. They're going to get illegals to vote. They're handing out money for people to have multiple ballots. The voting irregularity, the Diebold or Diebold company,
uh-huh,
they can reconfigure. Now the Democrats figure,
right,
you know what? We're not going to beat them. We're going to join them. We're going to do the same damn thing. They're trying to steal this election. And Michael Savage mentioned it today. It just doesn't surprise me. I told you, even though they know they're up in arms when they think the other side is doing it, they're the side that is doing the voting irregularities, because they don't want to give up their hold on power. And it's just like, at the same time, they decry voting irregularities, but they're engaged in it like this fat slob Meathead, Rob Reiner was complaining that the other side is going to, they're afraid of the Tea Party, and he's afraid of them, of a charismatic leader like a Hitler.
You saw Bill Maher, didn't you?
Yeah. I heard about it, but his party's take on whether it's abortion, the right to self-defense, no guns, they're the Nazi party. The people that are pointing at us trying to say that we need a charismatic leader or we're going to give rise to a Hitler. Everything in their party planks, and I've told this over and again, I'm not going to apologize for it, whether it's taking the guns from the people or the abortion. Margaret Sanger, who started Planned Parenthood with the Rockefellers, they were enthralled by Hitler. Hitler was enthralled by her. She called black folks a virus that had to be gotten rid of. Yet the Democratic Party and blacks in the Democratic Party stand for the abortion, which kills more black babies than anything else. They stand for the disarmament of the American people. They have the Gun Control Act of 68 was taken from Hitler's Nazi Germany. The Rob Reiner's complaining about us, but his party that he backs and Bill Maher, they're the scumbags that would bring up a leftist Nazi, which Hitler was. He was from the hardcore left, Stalinist, Marxist, Leninist. That's what the truth, America. We're about freedom and liberty. They're the pieces of dirt, and they see it in the elections, whether it's the troops, the garbage with the voting machines or anything else. They're the problem, and they have to go on Tuesday. Thanks, son.
All right. So, wow, Mark is lit up on this one. And he went through a couple of different things, and we've already talked about that with what's happening with the, is there voter fraud? The troop thing, of course, many, many times we have discussed that on America Tonight. It's ridiculous. And the Department of Justice saying, okay, it's okay. No, don't worry. In Illinois and New York, what can happen is they can just go online and vote. And to what I said, to what end? Because there's no way you're going to be able to get everybody in to vote online. That's not going to happen in the middle of Afghanistan or even in Iraq, for the people that are still in Iraq. It's just, it's not gonna happen. There's absolutely no way. So it's a bunch of nonsense is right. They certainly, the people who serve, no matter who they're voting for, what they're doing, they should have the right to do that. And it was taken away because of some irresponsible people who maybe did it on purpose. I'm just saying. What do you think happens with a lot of those absentee ballots that go to the military? Hey, are you getting any of those robocalls? You know, that automated phone call where you're supposed to support whoever it is that's annoying you at 3 in the morning? And speaking of Nevada, I guess in Las Vegas, they're getting them at like 1:30 in the morning because there was some kind of a glitch. That would make you not vote for the person, wouldn't it, if you had to pick up one of those calls and the phone kept ringing and ringing and ringing and ringing? You're following this, right?
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
He can take the endorsement and shove it.